Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:53. We came across another bizarre thing, if that can be believed. It seems to be weird hour. I love you, but I don't want to see you for the next 6 weeks. What about the case for a marriage sabbatical? Look, it's actually not a bad idea. Maybe we need a sabbatical from the ANC. That is something to think about. Dr. Sandra Brownrigg, a clinical psychologist. Good morning. I apologize for my rant. You've definitely got me on a very, very rantish day today.
Good morning.
But you know what? So I think as South Africans, we're allowed to rant a bit, aren't we?
Absolutely. I think with everything going on right now, if we don't have an outlet and we keep it all in, unfortunately it becomes a bit of a pressure cooker and can perhaps come out in very non-effective ways.
Correct. And I've never been accused of bottling anything in, so that is
good.
So that's a good thing. But let's just talk and change subjects a little bit. What on earth is a marriage sabbatical, and why have I not heard of it until now?
Absolutely. You know, I think, it, as you said, you know, it's something that I suppose is only ever thought of in the work environment. And that's exactly what it is, you know, the work sabbatical. It's where you have a discussion with your workplace about an extended leave where you go and do something for yourself, whether it's study, whether it's travel, whether it's what, but you are guaranteed to come back to your job in the same place, in the same way, and it's mutually agreed. A marriage sabbatical would be exactly that, where two partners make a decision that one individual will be stepping away from the marriage and, all intents and purposes, going away from it for an extended period of time to grow themselves in whichever way it might be, and then returning back to the marriage in the same way, at least that the marriage was, but hopefully as an individual, different.
Without being funny, surely any couple that is looking for a six-week break from each other, because that's really what this is, has other issues that they might want to deal with.
Look, I agree. You know, I think in the pure sense of a marriage sabbatical, you know, my speciality is working with couples. And, you know, I think that extended amount of time away from each other most definitely can breed to distances in other ways. You know, there is a difference between a trial separation and what in this article they term as a marriage sabbatical. And they are different. You know, the thing that I usually do with my couples is a separation. But that is very well thought through, it's planned, and it has a purpose. The marriage sabbatical on my side, I am concerned that length of distance and that amount of time and exploring things quite independently could most definitely jeopardize the relationship.
So my experience in my former life was a commodity trader, and I used to travel quite a lot. I always try to make sure I was back for weekends. But either way, even traveling during the week some weeks, I found it very difficult, or it took time to reestablish a rhythm in the family. Also, particularly when you've got young children, you lose out on sort of almost rhythmic behavior within the family. I would imagine that this type of thing is quite damaging, in the sense that it takes you a long time to reestablish patterns again.
Absolutely. You know, I think those couples who have long-distance relationships, you know, speak to that when they come back as finding the rhythm together and then moving away again. But as you mentioned, family, small children. You know, a six-week sabbatical from my children, as much as on many days it sounds absolutely wonderful, the idea of that coming back, the children get impacted by it as well. And having that distance, each person finds their way of working, which then has the potential, when returning, to create more conflict, not knowing how to engage back in family, roles, responsibilities, all of those things.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from our listeners, 34519 or 0618951019. What are your thoughts on it? And unfortunately, well, I've given you mine, but I'd love to hear yours. Do you think that there are some advantages to it? Do you think that it can create a maybe a healthy distance. I'm battling to find the advantages. I must be honest. I'm struggling to see why any couple in a healthy relationship, and of course, healthy has got this whole range. I get it. You know, it's all of our relationships are better at sometimes, less better at others. We go through difficult things together. We go through difficult things separately. That's just really what a marriage is, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, with regards to a marriage, it is about a partnership together, working together as a team. And a team is two people. Like you said, what is a healthy relationship? I think, as with the workplace, it's clearly defined between the workplace and the person, and it's mutually agreed upon. As with many marriages, they are vastly different marriages between many, many couples, that if it is mutually agreed within the couple and there is agreement and individuals are on board, this most definitely can be healthy for a relationship. However, with my experience, couples are about connection, are about doing things together, are about working together.
And, you know, if you want, it's not to say that everybody has to do everything as a unit, you know. God gave us paddle, for goodness sake. You know, that's what...
My time is important in any relationship. There is family time, there is me time, and then there is we time. And I think often what happens in a relationship is we don't find that balance very well.
Well, that's always interesting because I've got a friend, whenever I say to him, how are you, you know, how are you doing? And he says, no, we're good. Mm-hmm. And I say to him, I actually didn't ask how we are, I asked how you are. You know, why are you telling me how we are? We're not a collective, unless you are. But I'm actually just asked you how you are. And
absolutely.
Yeah, look, you know, I'm sometimes quite an irritating friend to have, and I get that. But it's, to me, it's strange. And of course, you know, you can be a strong couple together, but you can also be strong people as individuals. But you know, it's as long as you understand that you're a team, surely.
Absolutely, and you've hit the nail on the head there. I think often a relationship isn't strong because as individuals, we're not taking that time to regroup as an individual, and I don't mean on a six-week basis. Going to play golf with your friends, going out with a bunch of girlfriends for a dinner, or even a weekend away.
Absolutely.
With a bunch of girlfriends. Coming back, it often does invigorate and rejuvenate the relationship because you have different ideas, talking about different things, and you fill your cup up.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Michiel says, well, then why get married? I think it creates more problems than it does solutions. It has gone 7 o'clock. Thank you, Dr. Sandra Brownrigg, clinical psychologist, talking to us about this concept of a sabbatical marriage.